To be very honest, I think the devil wants to stop me today, but I say no to the devil. Hi guys, welcome to Talk It Out with Abby Talker. How you doing? After saying hi to you and, you know, checking on you guys, the next thing I should say is sorry, a big sorry. Unfortunately, I've not been able to record due to health issues, shuffling jobs, and probably shuffling and navigating my friendships and relationships. It's been really, really, really taxing. And even when I even recorded with other people, when I was featured on a couple of other podcasts this year, I still wasn't able to get that creative side of me that wants to record back. And that was weird because I enjoyed making those podcasts so much. I had it in my head that I was going to do it. Today, I'm randomly picking up my phone to record because I just thought, oh, why not do this? And then to now make it, you know, worse, I've been trying my mic and it's not working. So these are the things that we go through as creatives that would really, really distract you or make you not want to record. But then we move, we work with what we have. So I'm recording directly with my phone. It's not like I'm used to using the mic all the time. I really just, honestly, I got it this year. So let's talk about what we want to talk about. Today we're going to be talking about breadcrumbing, and hopefully we can do justice to the topic. So many people don't even know what breadcrumbing is, but for me, I'll break it down into a simple sentence. Breadcrumbing is manipulation. It's just a form of manipulation where somebody, you know, pretends to be interested in you or to pretends to want maybe a sincere relationship or friendship with you, when in actual fact they actually don't want anything to do with you. So when someone is breadcrumbing you, they just drop like small hints of interest. You know, they occasionally call you, text you, or have you fix a date, or interact with you on social media. And then it's just once and go. It gives you, you know, whenever they call you, you feel like, oh, this person still thinks about me. And if they sense that you're ready to throw in the towel most times, they now pursue you a little bit more attentively. As girls, I think we fall victim to this a lot because we want attention. And the moment a little of it is given to us by somebody that we like, yeah, you're falling already. You're in that space already. So once you gobble up all the breadcrumbs that they drop for you, you'll find that the trail will stop. They'll stop doing all the things that they used to do. But what the first question that comes to my mind is, why do people actually do these things? More importantly, how can we even sweep all their crumbs away once and for all? But before that, we have to identify that we haven't been breadcrumbed, right? You need to identify that this person doesn't want commitment with you. So the first thing that you should look out for is when somebody doesn't, you know, fails to text or reply text that you send to him, or chats, you get, for days, for weeks, you get, then once in a while will not come and then send this very long message explaining why they disappeared, but they can't answer a simple text. It's weird. When you now see that, okay, sometimes you mention an interest and they try to form a connection. These are people that don't even look out for you or try to reach you normally. Then they make you picture the future. You know, they tell you, oh, let's pencil that in, let's put it in our plans. And to be honest, those statements, as much as it might seem like it's giving you a bigger picture of the future, they're usually very vague. Like, let's pencil that in, let's put that down. For what? For the future? Like, details, please. Do you get? They always imply that they want to see you, they want to hang out with you, but then when you want to hang out, they ignore your requests. Then they keep their messages very generic. Doesn't show interest, doesn't show details of their daily life. You know, sometimes they just go through your post without liking. Sometimes they don't click it. They just, you know, communicate with emojis, stuff like that. Minor things that you might think, oh, it's Gen Z, oh, it's normal. It's pretty much how busy everybody is. That you give excuses for them. They show interest in, you know, let's hang out, and then they can't create space for you or time for you. Typically, when somebody drops breadcrumbs on you, it makes you feel like they're not writing you off. There's a possibility of you seeing them again. There's a possibility of you hanging out with them again and feeling all the things that you never felt before. But the moment you stop responding to that, their stupid hint of breadcrumbs, the moment you are losing interest, they double their efforts. They do more so that they get you to think that, oh, they want to be here with you, or they want more from you, right? And this new interest can now, you know, confuse you, and then you'll not start, you know, building or nurturing that hope that there could be a real and lasting connection between you guys. And to be honest, we need to be sharp. Sometimes you might not even be able to see through it. The question is, why do people do these things? Because for me, I think it's confusing, it's frustrating, and it's pretty much painful, because it's actually just wasting somebody else's time. So when you don't like somebody, why are you dropping crumbs of interest that will make the person think that, oh, you want to build a relationship or you want to be serious with them? In other words, you're just giving someone hope of something that will probably not happen. So why are you doing that? Some people might realize that, oh, you know, it just makes them feel like they're being seen. I don't understand. I think it's a very fucked up way to think. Excuse my French, but sometimes I think most times they like these people that they do it to. They like you, but they don't want to commit. Plenty of people find the idea of, you know, commitment too much to them. Commitment is too much. They want to connect, but they lack that emotional availability to sustain a relationship, or they lack that long interest to maintain one. So they just want to, you know, pop in once in a while. They find you attractive, they enjoy talking to you, so they keep the connection alive, but they're not ready to work on a meaningful relationship. So they just hold back enough to be able to stop things from progressing, but at the same time they still show up once in a while so they don't lose that connection. And I think it's a very pretty much mean thing to do. It does not do you any favor. And if you want something long term, you shouldn't be doing this. Another reason I think people do this is because they are not ready to say goodbye. Even your exes can breadcrumb you. Get that. Like, you've agreed to end the relationship, you've agreed to move forward, but they'll still keep texting you. Oh, this made me think of you. Oh, I missed you so much. Mixed signals that can just confuse you and the feelings that you have. And they might have an innocent reason, because like sometimes they might want to just, why not dating again? Doesn't make us, you know, enemies. I want to still be your friend, but they don't know how to communicate. So sometimes, though, breadcrumbing from an ex can also suggest that that person wants to maintain a control in your life, like maintain or rekindle your interest in them. It could also mean that. Another very glaring reason why people breadcrumb is because they are lonely. To be honest, I think loneliness would do things to you. Sometimes those people that lack healthy friendships, relationships, they struggle. They can't connect with people, and they think it's easier for them to just, you know, maintain these shallow connections, because breadcrumbing is shallow, honestly. So maybe they realize that they have, you know, they are having a hard time developing healthy friendships and relationships, so they don't know how to be more productive. Abby, how won't it talk down? Because it now becomes a way that they can, you know, meet their social needs. They drop enough crumbs so that they always have somebody to talk to, right? Without realizing that this wouldn't ease that loneliness that they feel. It wouldn't make it any better. So someone in a committed relationship can even also breadcrumb. They know that they have all they need, just the distance is the problem, and then they start talking to somebody else or meeting up with somebody else, and they're not telling you that, oh, my relationship is good. They'll make you see only the bad things about their relationships, and it seems like it's a problem, or it's a relationship they want to live. While in a more realistic view, you'll notice that once their boyfriends or girlfriends pop up, they will dump you like a bad habit. So yes, you need to be cautious. I don't want to talk too much on this podcast, but I still want us to know when people are using us without our permission, right? So sometimes these people just see you as a backup plan. It's a way to just, you know, keep the connection alive in case maybe the person they are dating now, or in case he cuts their cast or something. So they just keep you as a backup. They just text you once in a while. Oh, you've been on my mind. Oh, let's get together soon. Stuff like that. You can't be upfront about anything, and that's really bad. So yes, I think the next thing we should talk about is how to respond to it, because it's very common in dating. It's common in every dynamic relationship. And then when somebody breadcrumbs you, it can really put your life on hold, because you are actually hoping on something that is never coming, right? So instead of picking all those breadcrumbs that they scatter around, I think you should, once you've identified these red flags or these problems, you know, as to why they're doing that, what they do, the first thing to do is to call them out. So when you think somebody's breadcrumbing you and you're pointed out those behaviors, show that you're aware. I'm aware that you want to lead me on. It gives them the opportunity to now, you know, maybe share their personal concerns and stuff that is getting in the way. And then you might be able to understand them. So instead of, like, if you want to address this kind of thing, I think the first thing you should say is, oh, I feel frustrated when I don't hear from you for several days, especially because I can see that there's a blue tick. I can see that you've read my messages. I understand that life is complicated. I understand that people are busy. But I'm looking forward to someone who can actually stay in touch on a regular basis and let me know when things come up. When you say that to someone that's breadcrumbing you, they will either give you excuses or begin to explain why they cannot get to the phone. And then if it's not tangible enough, you can identify that this person is not for you. Take your leave, pluck your leave from the tree and take it. You get. So then initiate the conversation about relationship goals, you know. Try saying something like, I'm getting the impression that we have different relationship goals at the moment. I'd like to work on building a stable relationship. How about you? This triggers a response. You have to study the responses that these people would give you. You get. So sometimes you could also suggest times and dates to meet, you know. Let's go to, instead of them saying, oh, let's plan for the near future, I'm looking forward to seeing you again, stuff like that. Be straightforward. Just tell them, yes, we should. Okay, how about movies on Saturday by 12? Or I'm free next week and the one after. Which one works for you? My schedule is pretty open. When are you free? Do you get? Be direct, because you don't want anybody wasting your time, right? Or maybe if you want to be really nice, you can tell something like, oh, I can see you're busy, so I'll let you pick out a date once you're free, and see how they respond to that. Also, I think you should respect your needs a lot, like respect your needs, because when you realize that they have no intention of being serious and you don't care, you are disrespecting yourself. Honestly, you might feel fine hooking up casually, right, when they have time or when they want to see you. That's absolutely fine. But as far as you know what you want for yourself, if that's what you want for yourself, fine. But if you know you're looking for something more, then you should actually be obvious about it. If you want a regular communication, if you want established relationship, make it clear. Be vocal about it. Make it clear that you're not willing to wait around. You don't have that time or the luxury of that time. Do you get? So when a potential partner seems ideal in a few ways, it's something that you cannot ignore. Like, when they do these kind of things, you can't ignore them. In fact, it's a glaring red flag that person might not be right for you, because when somebody is consistently showing a lack of willingness to connect with you on an emotional level, or to spend time with you, or to move the relationship to the next level, you need to honor your needs. You need to put you first. You need to begin to ignore the breadcrumbs of affection that they offer. And how do you do this? You need to be strong enough to say goodbye and be strong enough to move on. Because, yeah, it's not so easy to walk out of, you know, something that has been seeming hopeful to you. But breadcrumbing is it's the same WhatsApp group with somebody ghosting you, the same WhatsApp group with somebody gaslighting you also. So basically it's manipulative, and you need to identify that it's manipulative, because you don't know where you stand. This person is less invested in you. They seem warm to you and all of a sudden they seem cold. You can't even explain or understand their actions. Then you need to understand that there's a problem there. What do I do about it? I need to pick myself first. I need to choose me, right? So first and foremost, you set example for how others should treat you. If you don't tolerate poor treatment, let them know that you don't. You deserve someone who is willing to give you the same amount of attention that you're willing to invest in that person. So having that in mind, if you believe that, oh, somebody's breadcrumbing me, consider what your boundaries are and then take actions. You likely want to, you know, detach from this person, block them or stop talking to them. Working on yourself is also a very big solution, because you can augment your self-esteem by engaging in activities that you're really good at. to work on yourself, treat yourself kindly, you know, do self-care, positive self-talk and stuff like that. Then lastly, think about what it would mean for you to date somebody who is available, somebody who loves you so much, who wants to always be around you. You can do this by now defining, you know, how do I feel? How would I feel if I'm in a healthy relationship? This would be a guideline that will tell you what you don't want and explain to you why what you're doing is unhealthy. So it's like a guideline to help get yourself to seek out partners that are maybe a better match for whatever you want. So, well, that's what I have for you today. I hope this is helpful, and talking about this might make it easier for me to talk about a new topic. Maybe tonight I'll record again. But as you all know, it's your girl Abby Talker, and I talk about anything and everything on Talk It Out with Abby Talker podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about things that people like to hide or put behind the curtains. You can literally talk about anything on this podcast. So it's your girl Abby Talker, and you can reach me on Instagram at @AbbyTalker_ and on WhatsApp at 0813627 5653. I could always reply your DMs, so send a DM if you want to get in touch. Those are my major platforms. Petite Abby 1 on TikTok. Twitter, I'll barely reply you there. So honestly, it's been nice having you guys follow my podcast for the past 4 years. If you've been here since, I love you so much. And if you're just joining for the first time, I don't think you regret it. I think I'm an amazing person. I'm not trying to brag, but like, I think you'd love to be here, and I think you'd love to be part of my good process. So thank you very much for listening, and I love you. Take care. See you in my next episode. Bye.